am with Ricardo Principe from Cordoblique à la Nuit des Fées à Clisson pour la quatrième édition. Hello.
Hello, nice to meet you. It was very beautiful to play here.
Yeah, it's your second time in Clisson. You really enjoy to come here?
Yes, it changed something because the first time we had a different formation, a different band. The same musician was just the violinist, Alfredo Notarloberti, but the other changed. Nowadays we have a different band and I think we have the right strong nowadays. So I'm very happy of this lineup.
It's the singer? Is the singer from the last album? It's the same.
Okay, yes, the singer singed two songs inside the last album, Stones of Naples, and I'm very happy with her because she has a very versatile voice, and with her I can perform also the other songs. So she's the right choice for live concerts, and we have a good feeling right now, all with her and with the rest of the band.
Why do you choose most of the time some female voices? Because when you are on the stage, you sing too. Why don't you sing in the microphone?
Okay, I'm singing just because it's my instinct, but I like just to write music for the voice who sings and who can sing in a very good way. My way of singing is not so good. I'm out of tune when I sing, so it's not the right way. I'm just the mind of the band, and I write arrangements, vocals, vocals lines, guitar lines, violin lines, and so on. But I don't want to sing. It's not my business.
Do the landscapes inspires you a lot? Because two songs for the show of tonight, one was about Normandy, another one was about an old church from your country. Is it important, the landscape, for your creation?
Of course, both landscapes and the history of arts, both of my town and of the rest of Europe, since I work also as a historian of art. Therefore, I try to find a good connection between my two works, music and the history of art. And I think there is much that can be fit by these two sides of my life. And in this way, I try to find something of original, because many musicians find inspiration with just something of instinct, while I try to add something of historic as well.
What are you working on?
I have 12 new songs, so it's almost a new album. I'm very proud of these new songs because they are quite different from the old ones. I think something new will come because I made two albums that are that have something in common, and now I want to experience something new. Much more composite times, much more strange rhythms will be introduced inside my music. But themes will be always the same, therefore ancient landscapes, ancient arts, ancient towns and travels I did. So the themes will be the same, but the rhythms and the style will a bit change.
Always with acoustic guitar, you don't want to try electric ones?
Yes, I will try also distorted guitar as well. But maybe still with classical, with distortion. Yes, we will try what will happen. Acoustic, classical and electric as well.
You performed two cover songs from Sepultura. Is it a band you listen to very often? It's not really strange that you... But we don't expect that you listen to something like heavy metal or...
I have to say, I started playing guitar because I listened to metal, so I listened. I was a very big metal fan, and nowadays I also listen to Megadeth, Metallica, and Sepultura. I think the album of Chaos CD is the best one they did, because they make slow riff and they have a very deep and great sound. And that song is very genial, and I'm proud that Andreas Kisser was happy of my version and wrote me a very beautiful email, so I'm very proud of it. And same happened with Daniel Kavanagh, since we also performed together last year. So the two covers were two good choices, it seems.
Have you got some other gigs?
Now we are finishing the tour of made of 16 concerts of 2009. But I still have two new concerts in Italy. One in Naples, inside the Fnac, and another one in Rome. I have to say, the playing in French, it was wonderful, since I think you have a great audience, because this kind of music doesn't well fits with my country's culture. And if we had a sort of festival like this in my country, I think it would come 20 people about.
Yes.
Because they don't have this kind of music inside their mind. And seeing that a so little place like Lisson makes so much audience, it's very beautiful and brilliant thing. So I'm very proud of this place.
Did you visit a little bit the town of Clisson? And what do you think about the architecture? Because it's Italian architecture in France.
Yes, I see you right today just the castle of Clisson and just the river, but we had not much time. I think the castle is very beautiful and such like many other castles in France. The problem is that many castles have been much restored, so you have not all original. So the important thing would be to make a distinction between the original architectures and the new ones, because also in this castle that I've seen today, there are many new rebuilt walls, and it would be good to evidence the distinction between the original and the new ones. But it was very beautiful, a very big impact.
Anything you would like to add, or?
Okay, I hope to come back to play in France, because it was great, and also we had a big good audience in Paris last year. So I hope it will happen again soon.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, you're welcome.
We are with Claudia, the singer of the band called Oblik. We are at Nuit des Fées, 4th edition, so what is your feeling about your performance tonight?
The performance was a good performance, and I was very excited because there was a lot of people, and I can feel they were enjoying the show.
You performed two songs on the album. How is it to work with Ricardo Principe?
It's wonderful, because I like his music, and we travel a lot. And we are very good friends, so we have become very good friends. So it's wonderful. You can travel with your friends and see people, meet people, and sing. That's the best I can have in life.
Is it difficult to sing the other songs, which was written for other girls who don't really have the same tone of voice as
yes.
you?
Yes, it's very difficult, I have to say, because he chooses always very good singers from our place, and not only. And they are very, how can I say, brave, good. They are very good. So it's very difficult, but working, I hope I can sing what they do.
Do you like fairies?
Ah, yes, of course. Of course. I wanted to be a little well-dressed tonight, but I forgot the shoes, and that crushed my plan. Yes, but yes, and all the thing here is beautiful, unexpected. I'm making picture until this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.